Retail sales shot up last month, but does that mean the economy is on the mend?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The nation's retailers reported a jump in sales in September, bolstered by robust car sales. It's the biggest increase in 7 months and a sign consumers may be ready to spend again. Chris Christopher is a retail analyst with IHS Global Insight, and he's with us now. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
We've heard so much gloom and doom the past few months, but it looks like consumers proved the experts wrong. What's going on?
Well, on the retail sales front, there were sufficient revisions, so things are a lot better than we originally thought, especially over the summer months, July and August in particular. However, the consumer sentiment numbers that came out for mid-October fell a bit, and that is not good news.
Not good news, but we saw sales up at a lot of big box stores and specialty chains, right?
Yes, and there were some interesting increases in department stores, a little higher than originally thought. And of course, auto sales were very good, and that helps boost the economy significantly.
And speaking of auto sales, I know we saw a big jump there. What does that say about the rest of the economy?
Yes, there was a strong increase, but have in mind, there has been significant supply chain disruptions on the auto front that emanate from the mid-March earthquake in Japan. So there was a sort of a release of pent-up demand, or people were waiting to see their particular car on the lot, and then they went for it. On the department store front, though, that is a pleasant surprise, and it's sort of showing that consumers are still chugging along.
Can we keep it up?
Hopefully, but there's not a lot of good news on the horizon. The jobs front doesn't look too good. Unemployment is relatively high, and it doesn't look like firms are going to start hiring at a faster pace. So that means that the mood is not too good.
Well, we'll put the champagne away for a little while.
Yes.
Chris Christopher from IHS Global Insight. Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
So, as we said, auto sales are up, and that's good news for Detroit, where President Obama and the South Korean President Lee Myung-bak are visiting today, just a couple of days after Congress approved a free trade deal with South Korea. Well, Michigan and the auto industry have traditionally been leery of foreign competition, so how will they react to the South Korean president being there? Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra has more.
For a long time, American cars were king in Michigan. In fact, there was a time if you didn't drive one here, you pretty much were persona non grata. Charlie Ballard is an economics professor at Michigan State University. He recalls the story of a group of guys who bought a Toyota solely for the purpose of bashing the hell out of it with a baseball bat.
I think that left an impression, at least with the Japanese, that has lingered to this day, an impression that would make them wary about investing in Michigan.
But things are different these days. The ongoing struggles of the Michigan economy and the state's auto industry have made Michiganders more open to foreign trade and investment. Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder, just took a trade trip to Japan, China, and South Korea to try to lure businesses to the state. And automakers and auto workers support the new free trade agreement with South Korea because it will eventually end tariffs on American-made auto parts. UAW President Bob King says the pact will create more jobs because more vehicles will be sold. But as far as Michigan being a friendly enough state for South Korea to want to set up a plant in Michigan?
Unfortunately, when companies come to America, they run to the South and try to remain non-union. So I don't think they'll come to Michigan.
Instead, he says they'll probably go to Georgia and Alabama. I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, anywhere from 0.5% to a full percent. The Dow is up about 0.6%, 74 points at 11,552. NASDAQ and S&P both up about 0.75%. Online video service Hulu says it's no longer for sale. Its owners, including the owners of ABC, NBC, and Fox, had been shopping the site for a few months. And big tech companies, including Google and Yahoo, had looked at buying Hulu. European markets ended the day higher, and Asian shares were mostly lower today. Finance ministers from the 20 biggest economies are meeting today in Paris. Among those attending is U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. European counterparts had criticized Geithner earlier for advising them on their debt crisis, but Geithner says it's nothing personal.
We do not want to see Europe weaken by a prolonged financial crisis. Through the IMF, we have a direct stake in the choices they're making, and we're going to be as forceful and persuasive we can.
Tim Geithner on CNBC this morning from Paris.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen, exploring why some companies thrive despite uncertainty wherever books are sold. By the PBS Arts Fall Festival with Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Officials in New York City today postponed a plan to clean up Zuccotti Park near Wall Street. Now, that private park's been occupied for several weeks by protesters. While a big confrontation between the protesters and police didn't happen there, nobody thinks this fight is over, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth explains.
The protesters are still in Zuccotti Park. They still have their sleeping bags, lawn chairs, and their tarps. They're happy the controversial cleanup has been postponed indefinitely, although a lot of them are still worried that it'll eventually happen. Jessica Roth, who works in a coffee shop, has been to the park several times, and she says now the movement needs to regroup.
This isn't just something people are doing for fun or because they have free time on their hands. So, yeah, I think it shows they're taking it seriously.
Today is the first time another protester, Gina Radcliffe, is here. She says the city's backing off is a victory because it means officials understand that this is for real.
It's just a question of, you know, getting more people out and more support and more unification.
But a lot of the protesters would like to see even more people participate. Roth, the coffee shop worker, says she wonders why the police are standing on the other side of the barricades, since they're part of the American middle class, too. In Zuccotti Park, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Check us out online at marketplace.org. The podcast is there. You can check the numbers and share your thoughts with us, too, at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.